King David was a man after God's own heart. And after David fell, he confessed his sin and repented. Psalm 51, verses 1 to 4. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. But that's the old covenant, say the hypergrace people, and is therefore not relevant for us who are under the new covenant. I've seen YouTube clips of a hypergrace pastor's wife, scantily clad, sensually dancing in the church service. The rationale from this seeker-friendly church was that such entertainment would get more people to come to church. No doubt. But to come to church for what? It would only be to hear of another Jesus, a different gospel. Paul the Apostle introduced Romans by the phrase, obedience of faith. With regard to the gospel, obedience is part of the gospel package, if I may put it like that. Obedience is what leads to holy living and to our inheritance, a teaching that the hypergrace people do not seem to recognize at all. Our inheritance, should we come into it, is what belongs to salvation, Hebrews 6, verse 9. But hypergrace teaching tells us that obedience is out of the question on our part. We're saved entirely by grace alone, through faith alone. That sounds brilliant. In fact, the first hearing of this teaching sounds so good, but it is not good. It is bad. Why? It leaves out large chunks of the Bible, especially what the New Testament teaches about reward or inheritance. We are saved by grace. Grace alone, faith alone. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of work, so that no one may boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Grace is unmerited favor, getting what we don't deserve. Grace comes to us from God, who is rich in mercy. Ephesians 2, 4. Mercy is not getting what we deserve. Judgment. We have no right to boast if we are saved. It is by sheer grace. We praise God in this life and in the life to come. So can grace be exaggerated? Probably not, said my late friend and theologian Michael Eaton. But it can be twisted. And that is what these people do. It is called hypergrace because it draws unwarranted conclusions using fleshly logic to prove their teaching. They cannot do this without throwing out huge portions of Holy Scripture. This, to me, is at the bottom of the most critical problem, a denial of the full inspiration of the entire Bible. Much of what hypergrace teaches smacks of some of the teachings of Marcion, to whom I referred earlier. You may recall that he was said to be the first in the early church to understand Paul, but that he also misunderstood him. Well, Marcionism is one of the ancient heresies that was antinomian to the core. Marcion was the first to separate the New Testament from the Old Testament. Marcion rejected the God of the Old Testament as wrathful, a tyrant. Such a God was beneath the God of the New Testament, he said. Yahweh was not the same God as spoken.